Okay, folks, it's time for the Mickey O'Brand political comment part of this show. The good, the bad, and the ugly in politics with Mickey O'Brand. Some of the legal issues related to the Trump case right here on KXFM. Turn your radio up. This ought to be good. Radio Neighbor, and you're live on the air.
Hi there, Ida Mae.
Hey, Mickey O'Brand. And, you know, to the folks in the know, you're Fern Goulet on the regular, right?
Yes, yes. That's my alter ego.
And a hockey name. Good to see you. Good morning, Mick.
And yes, before we get into the political part of the show, what do you think of the Stanley Cup last night? What do you think of Vegas winning? Las Vegas with a cup, with the coup.
Wonderful, wonderful. Great for the National Hockey League. Commissioner Gary Bettman has always wanted to bring hockey to diverse markets. And this shows that communities that really have no hockey tradition have embraced the sport. It's happened in Dallas, it's happened in Florida, and now in Las Vegas. Wonderful to see for every hockey fan.
Well, it was wonderful to see you when they hoisted the coup. You
130-year-old trophy, best tradition in sports.
Everybody's kissing on that thing, right?
Oh, they love it. Yeah.
I even got to kiss it one time, thanks to being married to a, you know, Canadian. Somehow I got my arm.
That's when the Ducks won it in 2007, right?
That's right.
So, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and politics and law. You ready?
We're ready. And what do you... Can I ask the first question, or do you want to just get right into it? May I ask?
You can ask.
Okay, well, we've heard talk about crime fraud exception. What in the world is that all about?
Well, it relates to the attorney-client privilege. So many of you may know that when you consult with a lawyer, those communications are confidential and they're privileged from disclosure. Neither your lawyer nor the client can be forced to testify about those conversations, those discussions. However, there is an exception to that, and that is called the crime fraud exception. So when the client seeks legal advice to further an ongoing or intended crime, that communication can be disclosed, and a court can require that disclosure. And that's what happened in connection with the Trump indictment. One of his lawyers, Evan Corcoran, had a conversation with Trump where Trump asked him, according to Corcoran, to after the documents were at Mar-a-Lago were subpoenaed, Trump asked his lawyer if they could just ignore the subpoena, pretend that they didn't have the documents, just say we don't have them. And the court ordered that the crime fraud exception applied to that communication, and we believe that Evan Corcoran, his lawyer, was required to testify to that conversation before the grand jury, which is part of the reason it led to Trump's indictment.
Well, what are the challenges ahead for the prosecution and that judge?
Interesting. The judge, Eileen Cannon, sometimes called Loose Cannon, she was the judge that presided over the civil case that Trump brought when the Justice Department, the FBI, obtained all those documents from Mar-a-Lago when they served the subpoena. they served a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. And Trump filed a lawsuit trying to block that. And Judge Cannon ordered that the FBI couldn't use those documents in its ongoing criminal investigation until they were reviewed by what's called a special master, a third party appointed by the court. She was quickly and rather forcefully overruled by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal, which is a very conservative federal court that comprises most of the southern states, and said that her decision was lawless. It was really unprecedented. But that's the judge that's now been assigned to Trump's criminal case.
Well, can't...
So that's one of the...
Can't...
Go ahead.
Okay, go on. I have a question. I mean, isn't she prejudiced? Can't they move to recuse her?
Well, they might do that. I don't know that there's really a basis for that. And initially, she'd be the one to make that call as to whether she should be recused. So there's a danger in doing that, because you don't want to, if she denies it and she remains as the judge, you're starting off with sort of a strike against you by calling into question her impartiality. But that's just one of the challenges the prosecution has here. If Judge Cannon presides over this case, she's going to make a lot of rulings, including when this case goes to trial. She's going to make rulings on admission of evidence. She's going to be involved in the selection of jurors. And keep in mind, the jury pool that they're going to select jurors from in this case, assuming it goes to trial, is from a state where, you know, the Trump won overwhelmingly in 2020. So you could get some very diehard Trump supporters on that jury. So the prosecution is going to have its work cut out for them in selecting the jury.
I've already got a text from a listener that wants to know, and after what you said, I almost know your answer, but will this prevent Trump from running? Is there any chance of that?
No. And not only will it not prevent him from running, even if he's convicted, that wouldn't prevent him from running or even becoming president. There is a provision in the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution which says that if you're guilty of insurrection, you can be barred from federal office. So if Trump gets indicted in the January 6th fiasco and is convicted, that could prevent him from ever becoming president or holding any presidential office, but this prosecution cannot. So he is free to run, and who knows? He could be our next president again.
Well, we're so cheered up over here. I was going to play, I was going to play Levent du Nord for you, but I don't know now.
We can always move back to Canada, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't either. I kind of like it here in South Laguna, but our country's in such an uproar right now. And we really love, this is, the text messages are going off, so folks are loving having you call in, and I sure hope you'll call in or come in every week during
we'll
summer.
We'll do this again. We'll do this again, for sure.
The good, bad, and the ugly.
The good, the
bad, and the ugly in law and politics, that's for sure. Then there's plenty of that to go around.
There is, and we can't wait to have you on again, and we really appreciate you calling in, Mickey O'Brien. Well, and I'm just going to go back to your theme song to take you out of here, and thank you so much for calling. You are just you're a mensch. That's what you are.
Well, thank you for having me.
All righty. Take care.
All right.